Joel Okwegwali is a singer, songwriter, and vocal coach. He's the founder and lead vocal coach at the Art of Singing Voice Training Academy. He's also the founder of the book The Basic Art of Singing and initiator of the Voice Training Tour around Nigeria, where he goes to different states in Nigeria to train different singing bands and choir groups. He's a graduate of the University of Benin. He has also taught over 700 singers from all over the world and has enlightened hundreds of thousands of singers around the social media space. Not a new voice on the Making Musical Quantum Leaps podcast. He's been here over and over and over again. Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible Coach Joel. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Making Musical Quantum Leaps podcast. And I'm here with celebrity coach Joel Okwegwali. Okwegwali, say hi.
Hello, everyone. This is Joel. So glad to be.
Thank you so much, Joel. So today, guys, we want to talk about some myth. And I've been following Joel's series, and I'm sure you have too, because he has not failed to send us every single one of those expositions. And they are very eye-opening, very funny as well. I can't wait to get into this myth. So I've done a series on myth before, but this is so much more, I don't know, deeper and more relatable because of how he puts them. I have a list of them here and I cannot wait to get it. But Joel, like, how did you... No, you have to tell me the secret. Like, how did you come up with... Because they are so funny and yet so true. For example, one of the myth... No, let's not get into that yet. Let's not get into that yet. Let's just...
Okay.
So you have to share with me, like, are these myth things that students tell you, or you just sat down and came up with them, or you've seen people say them to you? Like how?
There are things... You see, Let's just say there are things that I've heard from people who consider themselves as vocal experts.
Oh my.
And I'm not trying to say anybody, I'm better than anyone. But, you know, when you see someone doing something wrong and you know it's wrong, you have an obligation to tell the person, no, this is not the right way, this is the right way, you understand? So most of these things are what I've been posting on Facebook since 2019.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing most of these things. Whenever people seek for singing advice, I'll see people say these things, that you should do this and do that to get a better voice. And most of the things that they claim that they instruct singers to do, they are mostly things that are unrealistic. And the reason why I decided to attack it is because these unrealistic things that are being brought up to singers are stuff that these singers actually believe to be true.
It's a problem, a huge
and
problem.
It's a very big problem. And if they keep believing these things, they actually end up doing more harm than good.
Yeah.
So I have to make them realize that singing is not as complicated as they think it is. And as a matter of fact, singing is actually easy and it's simple. You just need to have the right approach, the right knowledge, and the right amount of tools. And if they do the right thing, they'll get the desired results.
Yeah.
Because if they keep thinking that you need to do this, to do that, to do this, to do that, they'll start seeing singing as a complicated thing and they may end up losing interest along the line. They will not see the progress. And they will think singing is not for them eventually.
Yeah,
but
I also think it makes people lazy because they tell you if you drink this, if you drink that.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
And they neglect that.
That's why it does make people lazy.
Yeah,
they'll think there's a shortcut to developing your singing voice. And that's a very big lie. That's like saying you don't need to use a vehicle to go to another state. You can simply teleport. I've been waiting for a teleportation machine.
So unrealistic.
So unrealistic, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why, and not just that, some of my students also come to meet me and tell me, this person said I should do this to get a better voice. This person said if I do this, that is because I'm doing this, that's why my voice is affected. And I was
for real? Are we doing this again?
It's not really what you think. All right, you should actually not always conclude that way. There's more to singing than anyone could possibly imagine. So people should stop telling themselves things that are not true. They should do a lot of research first. Singing is a physical activity. And yes, sometimes, or should I say, most times as humans, the thing we consume affect our physicality. Mm. But nevertheless,
most of these eating stuffs are mostly exaggerated. That's what I believe. So they say, okay.
Yes, they are mostly exaggerated.
Yeah, there might be like a tiny truth, especially when it comes to eating things. So there might be a tiny,
So those kind of things are very, very funny to hear because we get to a point where you start thinking you're not supposed to eat at all if you want to.
No, it's going to get to that point. It is already at that point because they're like, I've forgotten where I was. I think when I was much more younger. So they'll be telling me that, do you know the sacrifices all these big stars, do you know the sacrifices they make? They hardly eat anything at all. They don't eat anything that has oil. They don't eat anything that has crumbs. I'm like, then what do they eat? Do they just drink water? They just drink water. Like, what do they eat exactly? So most of these stuffs are exaggerated. They make us cringe. Like,
oh. And the thing is, most of the people who actually say these things, to be honest, not meaning to be rude, they lack experience.
Yeah.
And they lack experience, they lack exposure. They just, the thing happened to them probably for a second, and they just assumed, there was a time I told someone that yes, spicy food might actually cause a little limitation, but it's not entirely bad for cigars. And it was like,
don't go into our list yet so that we can keep people.
Right. I'm just trying to mention something.
Because it's part of the single lies. Yes,
I'm trying to make a point.
Okay, go on.
All right. We'll get there eventually. Yeah. Okay. Love singers, especially Africans, because we do a lot with what we consume and all of that.
Yeah.
I've been so consumed by these bad informations.
Yeah.
Letting them think that you need to do a tutu koyoyo to get a very nice voice.
Juju.
To avoid something.
You need to do voodoo and juju to have a good voice.
Exactly. So it's not entirely true. And that's what I try to let them realize, that you need to work for it. Okay, it's not by avoiding or not. There are people that they eat anyhow and their voices
is still amazing. Because,
yes. That's because they know what to do. They know their approach. They've understood. They've trained. They've practiced the right way. So this is why they are good. It's not rock.
It's not rock science.
Out of the moon. It's not metaphysics. Exactly. It's there. It's life. It's realistic. You have to train for it. All right. That's just it.
All right. So, thank you so much, Kutuel. And I really think you should make this a book because it's a whole compilation and it's very eye-opening. And I see the exposition you make on it. It's not just surface exposition. You really go deep into the matter. So, yes, I really think you should make it a book. What do you think, Kutuel?
I'm actually currently working on a book right now. I titled it 100 Singing Problems and Their Solution. I'm halfway there. I'm not entirely complete, but when it's out, I'm sure I'll let everybody.
Okay. Please do, because this should not just be Facebook posts, please. It should actually be a book.
All right.
Okay, let's dive in. Right. Let's dive in. So the first singing lie, number one, fat people sing better. And your remark on it, it's a very fat lie. A very fat lie indeed. So what do you think? Fat people sing better. I'm even asking what you think. You actually wrote this. So fat people sing better.
Though the weight, having that mass weight would result into having a better voice.
Mm-hmm.
But I've trained people, I've trained people of different sizes and shapes.
Like me. Every time they say fat people sing better, I'm like, hello, I'm not fat. I can't sing. They even say fat people sing higher notes. They say fat people sing higher notes. I'm like, hello there. I am not fat. So what are you saying?
I've seen, how would I put this? I've seen there are people who are overweight and they sing yes.
Yeah.
But the sad reality is people pay more attention to them. And they pay less attention to those who are actually overweight but still don't even know how to sing. I've told them just fat, it's not about who is fat or who is skinny or who is average in size.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that they can sing. That's just it. I've seen fat people that can't even hit high notes.
I like think
skinny people can.
Another thing I think is
that's just it.
They see
I've
every time they see a fat person. And person can sing, they'll be like, oh, I said it. Fat people can't sing. Because you have not seen fat people that cannot sing. Like, I don't understand. So every time they say they'll sing, Shebi, I told you, fat people can sing. Yeah. I'm like, this is just one fat person that can sing.
Nah.
Or maybe two fat people that can sing. One of the countless overweight people. Yes. I think fat is a very strong language. Let's use overweight. Yeah. If anyone is strong. Plus size. Let's use the word plus size.
However, whichever one. Yeah, I think the reason why those individuals are often considered as good singers is because of the clarity in their voice.
Yeah.
All right. And they believe, I think experts in singing have actually done a little research on it, and they believe that the more the weight, the more the space for resonance.
Yes.
We all know that the more there is actual space for resonance, the more clear,
the more clearer the sound is.
Richer and fuller your sound.
Yes.
But the truth is, it that particular ability is not limited to the overweight people. Anybody can actually access such. Anybody can actually access such, you know, privilege to sing with enough space in their resonance. You just have to be able to know how to place their sound correctly.
Exactly. It's not about being slim or being
placements. You'll be able to sing, but it's not about being slim.
Yes.
Everybody, no matter how overweight or whatever it is, it's all about resonating sounds in your skull and the spaces around you, your bones and everything. That's where the sound is resonating too. Except for the nasal cavity that has a little bit of, you know, flesh in it. But the more main purpose is the resonance. That's just it. What makes the voice clear? What makes people sing with their full range and access those particular notes that they feel they couldn't is proper sound placement and good breath support.
Yeah.
You have this one, then you'd sing like a bad person. So
I've actually seen slim people with big voices, like really big voices. Like there was one time, not even one time, like I'll be in church, I'll be singing, you know, there's all this resonance and all that, I'll be rehearsing. Then somebody walks in from outside and they come inside to be like, they thought they would see one big, like one plus size person, and I'm just there, very slim and just very. So they'll be like, they thought they were going to see one plus size person, and look at where all that sound is coming from. So it's basically about resonance, like you said. It's not about size. I've seen slim people with big voices, and I've seen big people with small, like not small, like but yes. So it's really
exactly
not about
my
that.
Point.
And the second light is similar to the first. It says short people sing higher than tall people. And your remark on it is the height of this lion is so. No, I don't believe this.
Okay,
I don't believe people
okay.
actually think it. People actually think short people sing higher than, like, why? Where is that logical?
All right. Well, the thing is, the claim that short people sing high, I think I debunked it using R. Kelly and Bruno Mars.
Okay.
Also, Dimash.
Yeah.
Also, Dimash, that singer.
Yeah.
I think, in my research, I discovered that Bruno Mars is 5'5". Yes, he's kind of not that tall.
Yeah.
I'm actually speaking for it because me, I think I'm not even tall either.
Yeah.
And Dimash, now those guys, they are short, yes. And people believe, okay, as long as you are short, you can sing high note. But R. Kelly is 6'1". So R. Kelly is tall. Not short at all. Yeah, Dimash is 6'3".
Okay.
So I saw in the research and all. At all. Yeah, Dimash is 6'3".
Okay.
So I saw in the research and all. But if Dimash is 6'3", as it was claimed to be, then he's not short, or he's tall.
That lie is definitely not true. I don't know why anybody would think that. I don't know why anybody would even think that. Like, how does height?
And then I think Usher is 5'8".
Okay.
According to what I saw, Usher is 5'8". So this is not about the height. The ability to sing high notes, I think it's right from when we are born, right from when we pass puberty, it's never really about how tall or how short the person is, because the ability to sing high notes is not, we both know it's not in the height, it's in this place.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Right here. The construction of the vocal cord. And when we reach puberty, it's assigned to us in different ways. Some end up being bass, some end up being baritone, some end up being tenor. And they don't look at the height. The universe doesn't look at the height when it's giving us
those
types. It's just about, I think a little bit of the development of the larynx and testosterone kind of involvement in the whole process. So that's what gave birth to the vocal types. And they don't really look at the height. So it's not really about the height. Yeah, I've seen short guys that are baritones. So it's not the height.
Yeah. All right. So moving on, our third line says lick menthol sweets to sing clearly and smooth. Yeah, I don't just sing for menthol sweets, even lozenges generally. Even lick anything at all generally to sound.
Yeah.
In fact, please talk more on this. Say licking menthol. Licking tom tom.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, though, the thing is, most people always think that once you've licked it, you know, the scree your throat and everything, the lock through. And yes, mentholated and all that, they help all of that, but of the vocal folds. All right. Now, just as humidifiers help to directly hydrate the vocal cords, mentholated sweets dehydrates it directly. All right. So it's just like basically going into the vocal folds as spraying things, things that would clear out the mucus there. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, the mucus is the reason why the vocal folds are located in the first place.
Yes,
so if you are
licking
mentholated sweets, you are kind of like drying out the mucus there, hence the dehydration there. So because of that, you're going to, and when your vocal cords are hydrated, your muscles won't be moving properly. You start to try to force things out. So that clarity you are feeling there, it's good for removing sinuses and blocking those, but it's an illusion when you think that it's going to help you sing properly. Even if the sound comes out well, I'm not going to guarantee a proper vocal condition after the performance. So
it means that Baba Blue adverts they gave us the made when we were kids. They lied to us.
Read better. Kia.
That's one of the problems.
I won't deny. Yeah, it's one of the problems. I think this is why it's just for marketing. Yes, the mentholated way helps you breathe better. Kia. But using singers. The thing is, what used to baffle me the most is to advertise their products are people that sell table waters and anything that has to do with water, but we don't see singers in the advertisement. It's a direct opposite that we see them there. So it's awful shocking. Most times. It's awful shocking to me. So that's just my take on it. It's dehydration.
All right. So moving on, the next one is chocolate, okay, I'm going to have problems with whoever brought about this lie. Chocolate is bad for the boys. And your remark on this is a chocolate lie. Chocolate, chocolate.
Okay, well, as far as I'm concerned, the reason why most people think chocolate is bad for the voice is because of the caffeine that is being used to make it. And there's this general belief that, I'm going to clear out two lies, both the part where they say caffeinated drinks dehydrates the vocals, also the one where they say chocolate is bad for singers. Most times people consider chocolate bad for singers because of the caffeine that it's made of. Yeah. All right. So the thing here is this. Caffeine, according to some historical experts, I think some that I can remember, Zhang in meta-analysis, that's titled, I think, one time, Caffeine and Diuresis During Rest and Exercises. All right. And some other people in 2015, 2014, they had a research and discovered that caffeine does not dehydrate the vocal cords. It doesn't dehydrate the body as people have claimed this to be. But let us just assume that caffeine actually dehydrates. Exactly. Should singers stay away from it? Big no. Why? Normally, I think there's a healthy factor to drinking coffee or caffeinated drinks or taking anything caffeine. Now, would you say you want to quit it because it dehydrates? Well, here's the thing. There are countless number of things that dehydrate the human body. When we exercise, we are dehydrated.
You get dehydrated.
When we don't drink water for a long time, we are dehydrated. When we sweat a lot, we are dehydrated. When there's excessive heat, we are dehydrated. When we sleep, especially, we are dehydrated. So should we say, because of the fact that sleeping is dehydration, we should not sleep? We say because of the fact that exercise is causing dehydration, which is not exercise. When you are dehydrated, the simple solution is to go back and stay hydrated. And that's as simple as drinking water. So you should not complain about dehydration when the source of hydration is the free gift of nature. So when you are dehydrated or you take something that is dehydrating, reverse it with water.
Yes, and something I would love to add is also the time when we take those stuffs. That's something I would love to add. The time frame. For example, I'm in choir rehearsals when we are singing now. The only beverage that if I'm thirsty, the only liquid I should have with me should be water. But any other thing can be a problem at that point in time.
Well, yes,
what you're doing there is engaging.
The thing is, people don't know most of the time is they think when you drink water, you get hydrated immediately.
Yes.
But the truth is, thirst is different from hydration.
Yeah.
All right. That's hydration is a process. When you drink the water, it goes. But although we don't want to sing when we're thirsty, that's a very bad idea. But most times when people feel that they want to sing and I want to get hydrated. They drink water and say, okay, now I'm hydrated. That doesn't really work that way. Hydration actually works depending on how dehydrated the individual is. But in most cases, it often takes 4 hours, 2 to 4 hours, let me just say it that way, for the hydration process to complete. This is also related to taking anything at all. Even digestive process takes sometimes days.
Time.
All right. So it's not, it takes time. Yeah, it takes time. So it's not something that just happens with the blink of an eye. So if you want to sing at a particular time, you don't get hydrated immediately, you drink the water.
That's why
they often tell singers, drink water
regularly.
Always drink water so that the process will, so the process will continue, but you should actually watch for overhydration so you don't, start experiencing unnecessary
blood. You see, that's life can be so funny. So we can get dehydrated and we can also get overly hydrated.
Yeah, you can get overhydrated. Yes, you can get overhydrated. So that's my take on caffeine.
Moving on. Next talk here is that it is okay. after Nick mentioned, next one is, it is normal to feel pain when we sing. I totally know people that says you need to feel an amount of pain when you need to struggle. Woo! You need to feel pain when you sing, especially when you're singing high. If you don't feel pain, if you don't feel struggle, you are not singing. What you are doing is fake. So there are people that say that.
Well, the thing is,
pains when we sing.
Well, the thing is, the reason why people say this a lot is because of one, the facial reaction of most professional singers when they
say that thing. You see, I demonstrate it. I said some of these stuff is just, you cannot separate acting from singing. You can't separate acting from singing. So I'm singing something and I'm growling. I tell them, growling is very easy. It's very easy. Like, I can do it without losing my face. When I'm singing, I cannot be growling without putting in that facial expression, because it will look exactly awkward.
Singing is all about expression, so it's about you showing
that you're... Hello, my beautiful listeners. So we've come to the end of the part one with Kojuel Okoye-Kwali. It was amazing. It was a beautiful conversation. I enjoyed every part of it. So part two publishes very soon. Part two publishes very soon, and I do not want you to miss it. So for the umpteenth time, follow us on Spotify or every other listening platform you're listening from, so you could get notifications when we publish new episodes. Okay, I love you so much. Thank you for hanging until this time. You are doing so good, and I'm sure you learned a lot within these 24 days. Thank you so much, guys. I love you so much. All right, I have to go now. So until the next episode, bye.